Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Thank you for all for being here. Got a quick thing. Could you? I got a quick audience participation thing real quick, okay? You guys ready? Yeah. Oh, come on. You guys ready?
Yeah.
That's better. Okay, you guys, here we go. Ready? Fun.
Wow.
Okay, one more. Fun.
Wow.
Excellent. That is the reason why we're here. Wow. It's hitting me already. Okay. My name is Bill Baldwin. I'm the guy who actually called you all here to do this. I'd like to thank you all for being here to help support us and to get our face out and our name out to understand why we're actually here to do this for you guys. First off, I want to thank Mike Wilkie and Rocco of Brick Oven for letting us come here and do this here today. It's really, thank you for, because we couldn't do it over there because we wouldn't have ability for getting electric out to the front of the gate. So we had it over here, and we're right across the street, so we still have it right in the background. All the people I need to recognize, hide in the back, move over that way a little bit.
Yes, of course.
Our Grand Island Supervisor, John Whitney, is here. Come on, let's hear it for him.
Yeah.
Our town board member, Tom DeGatti, he's over here in the back corner also. I have to acknowledge some regrets of some people that couldn't make it, unfortunately. Chris Jacobs is out of town, and Kevin Hartwick is in the middle of breakout sessions today, so we were not able to be here today. This amazing little family over here, I don't know if you've who they are, if you've seen them or not, they really epitomized what 4th of July and Grand Island means to us. These guys, this is Fawn Lundquist and her six kids. Let me get the names right here. Hold on, let me get them right. Six kids, two sets of twins, Lily and Amaya, yeah, right. They're 10, Vieira and Shania are 8, and then there's Dawson who is 7 and Gavin who is 6, and their mom is Fawn Lundquist. They missed having the 4th of July parade. They were so upset that they couldn't have it, be a part of it, so they had one of their own. Over on Kirkwood Drive, they organized, the parents had nothing to do with it. The kids set it all up. They had a race, they ran down to the end of their block and back. They had a parade, and I heard about it, and I made sure I had to be a part of it, because I've been a part of the Fantasy Island parades for over 25 years, and if they're gonna go to that length to have one, I wanted to be a part of it. And they were having a little 50-50 draw for, I forget what charity they were raising it for. As soon as they heard we were coming, they said, nope, all the money we're raising is going to save Fantasy Island. Wow. So they raised over $200 that we're putting into our GoFundMe page. So this is the public that we are trying to help and try to serve. These are the people that are the reason why we're doing this. And let me get back to my notes before I go too crazy here. As my wife always says, slow down, breathe. Okay. Behind me here is the other board members for me. This is Jay Wilson. He's our COO. This is, okay, you can do that. You must not know him. Anyway, this is Adam Molnar. He's our marketing. This is Logan Benjamin. He's our guy who's doing all of our websites. And I'll get to the rest of these guys in a minute. But first off, I wanted to make sure that you guys came here to meet us face to face and not from what we're saying online or what's being said otherwise. My name is Bill Baldwin. Yes, you do know me as my Fantasy Island persona as Black Bart. And the reason why I let Black Bart be our spokesperson for the first little bit of this is because he's known. I'm known as the face of Fantasy Island. You know, you think of Fantasy Island, you think of the shootouts. And today, he's taking a step back, and I'm stepping forward as Bill Baldwin, CEO of Empire Adventures, who are trying to reopen Fantasy Island Amusement Park. I promised I wouldn't cry. But this is also to show you how committed we are to this. Once we heard that the park was closing, we had to step forward because the people that are here around us are season pass holders. We have heard from them since day one, what are we going to do? Our park is gone. Darn it. We couldn't handle that. We had to find a way to come forward to bring it back, no matter what happened, no matter what we had to do. So we started to talk to people. We talked to Mr. Whitney, we talked to people and stuff, and to the leasing company about what do we have to do? What do we have to do this? And people just sort of looked at us and said, great, five guys that want to open the park. Great. So then we said, okay, we got to take the step, guys, and we did. We formed a company, and we have been devoting ourselves since early March, brought us to this day right here. And we're in negotiations right now with some banks, some investors. And once we get that, guys, within a week of the ink being dry on this paperwork, we will have rides on this park. We will have things getting ready to go to be ready for May of 2021, the 60th anniversary. And completely missed that whole page, okay? A big thing that people are wondering about is, you know, with this COVID-19 thing, oh, what's going on, it's like, are we gonna be able to open? Well, we're looking at, it's gonna be May. Hopefully by then we'll have a handle on all of this and we're gonna be able to do this. And even, especially when it happens that we can open, people are gonna need a place to go to be able to break out of this insanity that we've been living with for the past 5 months. And what better place than Fantasy Island? Okay, I'm going on for hours. I got a guy who's on the phone here. He is our one of our main helpers. He's been helping us get these rides together. He's a major contributor, he's an advisor to us. George Morena of Morena Amusements out of Connecticut. He, unfortunately, getting ready to come here yesterday, and he got sick. And his family said, you're not moving. You're not going anywhere. So we have him on phone, and I'm going to exit over here and turn up so you can actually hear him. So, ladies and gentlemen, George Morena. Go ahead, George.
Hi. My name is George Morena from Morena Amusements out of Orange, Connecticut. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it up there, and it was beyond my control. I was running just a little fever, but we double-checked it in the morning, and it's something else besides, you know, you always expect the worst, and everything's going to be okay. But besides talking all about me, I'd like to thank the committee for calling me. I call you as the committee, but it's the board. And I've been in this business for 3 decades. And we came across learning it inside and out as far as parks, entertainment, people, all angles and aspects of the business. So if anybody has any questions, I'll answer them.
Oh yeah. Can you discuss, George, what your whole reasoning of coming into this part and what you're bringing for us, and what having you be a part of this, what does that mean to the general public that doesn't know you and what you're known for?
Got it. Okay, now is that Bill I'm hearing?
Yes, it is.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. No, I was very intrigued over the years with Fantasy Island, and I came from a park as a young age and then worked as a public servant for 25 years and then went revisited the amusement industry. But your park always stuck in my head because it resembled an old park that was down my way called Savin Rock in West Haven, Connecticut. To make a long story shorter, the idea is to see it come down the way it did with the previous owners, and then to see the structure of your committee and your board to come back and say, hey, this is a really terrible thing here. And sitting back and listening, I agreed with that. And I says, what can I do to help Fantasy Island make a comeback with a bunch of devoted guys that work there and know it inside and out, and Marty, for one, that's retired. It's just a different world we're in, but we have to make the best of making things family-oriented, safe. There's a lot of tricks I learned over the years with home security, camera work, and listening devices. And I like to bring that out that way and get on board. And then we found out a little later on, a few months, that the ride's been removed. They were removed, I'm sorry. And I says, how the hell could I really help this get back in order? It's a good opportunity for everybody, myself, the community, keep active in what I enjoy and what I'm about. So I says, hey, we can put a package together with 14 rides to get a jump start on the park, come up with a crew, and do what we have to do with all the logistics to make things up to code. And I got running on it and did my homework and discussed it with Jay Wilcox and Bill. And you got a hell of a team there. And it's the teamwork. It's not like me rambling on, but it's not like years ago with the boss this and the boss that. It's teamwork.
Right. All
it's
right,
departments.
Cool.
It's nice neighbors, accommodate our neighbors, work with everybody in town there. And I'd like to meet each and every one of you and discuss whatever we have to do to make that a place that works.
Okay. Thank
and it's
okay.
Excellent. Diamond in the rough.
Okay. Thanks.
Diamond in the rough.
Thank you so much, George. He took the ramble bug as I got this morning, too. Let's move this along because we're boiling. You're in the shade. I'd like to bring forward a gentleman who I've just gotten in touch with the last few weeks. He's known on the island. He's the former vice supervisor of Grand Island, but he's going to be our community relations director for our company, known throughout Western New York as community leader. I'd like to bring forward Jim Sharp.
Thank you, Bill. My involvement in Grand Island has been a lifelong. I'm the oldest of seven kids, and I moved here in 1964. When I got here, the first thing we all got to join was Fantasy Island. That's where we all went to. Matter of fact, moving from Niagara Falls, The one thing we're excited about being kids is that we're going to be closer to Fantasy Island. That's where we want to be. So when our parents told us they're moving us here, we turned around and said, why are you moving us out of a city that we're enjoying as kids and moving us into a country? Because when I moved here, we only had two traffic lights, and everything shut down at 9 o'clock. So bottom line, though, the shining star was Fantasy Island. I lived there my entire summers until I went into the Air Force in 1966. As a commute, I came back to my town, and I saw what was going on, and I felt, this is the community where I want to be in. This is where I'm going to invest my time. And I've spent the rest of my time on Grand Island serving it in many different capacities. The reason I'm here today is that I want to throw my entire support and efforts and everything this community has at making this venture be successful. I know that it is part of the fabric of our island. And as the day that it turned around and closed down, I was in New York City with the town supervisor. And we heard about it and we said, holy smokes, what has just happened to our community? The first thing that we all started thinking about is how we're going to make this happen again. We can't just let this go away. This is part of the fabric of our community. It cannot just disappear. The young people of Grand Island, when you're going through high school, you're looking at what is going to be my first job? Where am I going to work? What are the things I'm going to do? Where do I start? Fantasy Island, when they opened up the gates to turn around and have the interviews of young people to turn around and have a job for the very first time, Fantasy Island was that place. A lot of my friends, a lot of my even siblings turned around and became employees of that park and became part of that fabric. The shootout with Bill, well, that went on for a long, long time.
Oh yeah.
And we all turned around and enjoyed it, even though we saw it a million times, it was always fun to watch it again. To me, it's all about what is Grand Island. And Fantasy Island is one of those things. Fun, wow. And I'm here today to turn around and throw everything I got at this to make this happen. Thank you. Bill, good luck.
Thank you for that. Also, somebody snuck in on me here. Angelo Marinello, he stopped up here. He's also here for us today. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Thanks for having a heart of us. Let me try and move this along so we can get out of this darn sun. Let's introduce now Eric. I'm going to mess it up. Feeblecorn. I got it right. Okay. Not bad. He's the president of the Grand Island Chamber of Commerce organization, who undoubtedly will be a great support for us to help bring back Fantasy Island. Eric.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for coming to our beautiful town. I did order up the weather. You're welcome. Anybody else needs Chamber of Commerce weather, just call me. Give me a day or so. But seriously, we're so thankful to be having this this conference today. At the Chamber of Commerce, one of our main goals is to try to get small business to succeed on Grand Island. And that really takes traffic. That takes a community effort, especially nowadays. And to have that happen, a place like Fantasy Island really made a big impact on the small businesses, even right here in this plaza when they would walk across. It's one of the few venues on an island. We struggle with getting people to come here to do commerce and leave. Those bridges are a mental barrier sometimes. So for our businesses, it can be a real challenge. And Fantasy Island was also always fantastic at bringing traffic in and creating a unique opportunity for our other businesses to capitalize on that. Also, the location of Fantasy Island, right at Town Center. You know, sometimes businesses, they come in, they do well, they don't do well, they open, they close over time. But some businesses stay and they transcend the idea of just doing commerce and they become a staple in the community. And Fantasy Island, I think unlike any other business on Grand Island, when people say Grand Island that aren't from here, I bet you one of the first three words they would associate would be Fantasy Island. There's been great community stewards of this property over the years. Marty Last, that really have held the fabric of what that property is and what it means to the island intact. And that's gonna be really important. This sits on our master plan, our long range plan for the last 4 years. We've talked about at Town Center, how critical it is for this property to succeed and how visible it is. So, you know, that being said, we're really excited and thankful for the guys at Empire and the efforts they're putting forward. In this day and age, it's gonna be a tremendous undertaking. If I've met anybody who have the spirit and the heart to do it, one of the first keys we teach in starting a small business isn't that you know accounting or real estate or sometimes even the craft you're getting into. It's the heart and passion to serve others, and it's the heart and passion to be unique and to be the best at what you do. And that's really the first thing. If you find successful small businesses, that you usually find an owner, a group of people who have tremendous heart in and around what they're doing. The rest we can figure out. So the Chamber of Commerce is excited about this opportunity, looks forward to supporting its efforts in every way we can, and hopes the community who deeply and passionately is wanting this to work out, they're also going to be behind you. So thanks to all you for coming out. You can always contact the Chamber of Commerce with any questions, and we look forward to making this dream a reality real soon. Thank you.
And to think wearing a mask was what I made a living out of. All right. Never going to get used to that. Okay. Okay, next, we're going to get this thing going here. I'm going to introduce you to Tim Herzog. He's the owner of Flying Bison Brewery Company, who I know. Woohoo! But the biggest thing about having him here today is he's not from Western New York. He's from out of town, but he's made a huge difference in his adopted community, and not only in building a successful business, but in the ways his leverage its success to help others in the community be a better place. And we talked to last week, and he was all in to help out. So I'll let him discuss the rest of it. So, Tim.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for coming out, everybody. What an exciting day this is, not only for Grand Island, but for all of Western New York. I didn't grow up here, but my kids did. And I did get to bring them to Fantasy Island, and they would always cheer that Bill would get shot. So I'm sorry. But what fun times we had. You know, fun, wow. It sure was. The kids loved riding the Silver Comet. They loved coming out. And for my wife, Betsy, and I, just to hear the sounds of the laughter, the squeals when the kids would come down the roller coaster. If you drive by on the expressway, put your windows down, you could hear it. It was part of the pulse of this community, and not just the Grand Island community, but all of Western New York. So we spent some really nice summer Saturday afternoons out here. We look forward to bringing my grandchildren here and introducing them to all the fun. And hopefully we'll be able to work out a situation where you can get a nice cold beer in the shade. So we look forward to seeing you all across the street at Fantasy Island next summer. Cheers. Thank you for coming.
Whew. I'm going to be needing one right after this thing. Oh, my goodness. And speaking of the generations that have been coming to this park over the centuries, yeah, I wish. It feels like centuries right now. For the past 60 years, this family right here has been, I've known them for years, being Black Bart, being the season pass holders that they have been for years. They have three generations of family here to be able to discuss and talk about what Fantasy Island means to them. This is the Witko Woods family. Let me try and get this all right. Let me get the names here. Hold on. Got everybody all set. And of course, I said, I'll just read off those notes.
That's Black
Bart. Wrong.
Black Bart.
Aha, here we are. Okay. That's why I get shot four times a day, 28,000 times in 30 years, man. Anyway, okay, here we go. First up, I'm gonna have Terry Witko. She's up from West Seneca, and her daughter, Tammy Witko Woods. And she's from Orchard Park, and she's gonna discuss some stuff about how they felt. I'm gonna get out of the way.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to our memories that we've built over the 59 years that I've been coming to Fantasy Island. It's been a generation thing, family friendly. I even remember the outfit I wore the first day I arrived at Fantasy Island with my cousins and my aunts and uncles. It was like, it was the highlight. When they decided to close, it broke my heart. It was like one of those unimaginable things. I wanted to become a phoenix. I wanted to rise from the ashes. I wanted to be Fantasy Island again, where everyone could just run around, be safe, be happy, have not a care in the world. Watch Black Bart get shot a few times, listen to people dancing and singing in the saloons, and oh, just all the marvelous memories. We want to make new memories. We want to make more. Thank you very much.
Fantasy Island has been a part of my daughter's lives for about 2 decades now. It was a beautiful day when my oldest daughter, who is now 21, was 2 years old when we showed up at the park with my friend Sarah and her niece Leah. As luck would have it, we blinked and it started raining. Instead of everyone running into buildings, everyone at Fantasy Island embraced the rain. The kids jumped in the puddles. The ride attendants clapped for the kids and had contests to see who could splash the biggest splash when they jumped in the puddles. The performers, who are quite the characters themselves, started dancing with the kids in the streets. We blinked again, and it was sunny. And Mr. Melvin, he rang the whistle on the train, and we were all off. Yep, we were all off again, enjoying another wonderful day at Fantasy Island. It was at that time that I realized this is going to be a place where I'm going to bring my kids every summer, and it has been. And my friends know that if they wanted to see me, they had to get passes to Fantasy Island, because that's where my that's where my friends would be. And I see people here that I see only at Fantasy Island, and you get that in the community. You go places and you're like, how do I know you? Oh, Fantasy Island. You just sit next to them at the shows. Fantasy Island was always affordable for my family. The free parking was a must, because if you're going there several days a week, you don't want to pay $10 to park. You don't want to pay anything to park. And you could bring in your picnic lunch, which was really important, because kids have allergies, kids have the foods that they like, and you don't have to spend a fortune, as they say. One of my favorite traditions was showing up the very first day, opening day every year at Fantasy Island. We would first go to the puppet show, then we would go to the song and dance show, the shootout, and fairy tale theater. And then on the last day, closing day of Fantasy Island for the season, we would do that again. We would go to the last fairy tale theater, the last puppet show, the last song and dance, and the last shootout. And yes, that is the order that they were in on opening day and closing day, because we did it many, many years. The dedication of the performers at Fantasy Island is like none I've ever seen at other amusement parks. They always took time to talk to the kids. They always took time to take photos with the children. And they always made every child feel as though they were the only one at the park when they were talking to them. My hope is that Fantasy Island will be around for the next generation of my family and all of the other families who love making memories at this park. Thank you.
And of course I've got enough feedback already. Don't need it from you. Okay. Thank you. I'm here all week. Anyway, next up is going to be Chloe. She is 10 years old. And she's going to tell us about one of her favorites.
I started going to Fantasy Island before I turned one, and it was always such a friendly place. The people who worked there were always so kind to me, and they always gave me hugs. The best amusement park I ever went to was definitely Fantasy Island. It didn't matter how old you were, because there was a kiddie land and an area where they had bigger rides for bigger people. It was fun for all ages, and the water park was definitely the part where I loved the most. There was a bunch of water slides that you could go on, and there was a lazy river and a wave pool. After that, my family would always go to a certain restaurant in Fantasy Island and get a meal. Then we would go on more rides. My favorite ride was definitely the rock and roll ride, or as I call it, the rock and roller coaster. I was so terrified to go on it the first time because it went forwards and backwards and a huge hill in the back of it. When I went on it for the first time, I had the best time in my life. It didn't only have just lights that lit up at night, it had paintings of rock and roller rock stars that were through the age that went singing it through the ages, and it played rock and roll music while you were riding. I feel really sorry for the people who didn't get to go to Fantasy Island and really hope that when they open, everybody gets to share these amazing memories and have more ones.
Okay. Me again. Okay. Real quick, I'm going to get Hazel and her grandpa up. James Vitko, and they're going to talk about their memory of going on the Comet. Oh, yeah.
I'm scared.
So were they.
Well, I remember going to Fantasy Island. I can't even remember the first time because I was so young. And it was like a second home to me because it was so safe, and we had relations with the characters, and it was just a fun place to go for families. And one of my favorite memories was going on the Silver Comet, which was my first roller coaster, so I was very terrified. And my grandpa was willing to go with me. And when we got on, I was terrified. And once we went down the first hill, which was, I was screaming my head off, and he was laughing. And I was... That just made me feel very safe because he just got a laugh out of it. And,
Well, my laughing, which Hazel didn't know, my laughing was my way of screaming. one of the fondest memories I have is when I was selected to dance Big Bad Leroy Brown. And I embarrassed the heck out of my three granddaughters. And, you know, that's what grandpas do. But when I think of Fantasy Island, two words come to mind. And one would be fun, where you see the kids having a blast, and family, where you see the families having some quality time. Right? Thank you.
I just did it. I'm looking for my glasses, and they're in my hand. Okay, well, yes, we have finally come to the end of all this. I know you're all feeling good about this. Oh, I forgot about Ian. Hold on.
Thank you. I have something.
I had to do it to him. He's been standing out here in the whole thing, so I had to make sure he had to.
This is just really quick. Yeah. Fantasy Island is as Buffalo as Flying Bison Brewery, as the Bills Mafia, as chicken wings with blue cheese. We need Fantasy Island. And anything you and your team ask for, Buffalo's got your back.
I hope. Thank you so much. And if you've ever seen all those pink buffaloes and colored buffaloes around town, that's Go Pink Buffalo right there. He's the one who started the whole thing. Oh yeah, Ian's actually the father of these kids here with Tammy, so I just wanted to, not just some random guy that walked up. Like, we would never have that. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you all for coming and sweltering in the heat with me and everything else. It's down the hall to the left. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Right now, we're discussing with some different investors to be able to put down the money to be able to give us the capital to qualify for some loans, and that's pretty much what we need to do. We're going to use some of the grants and some of the other the government funding as we can to be able to help fund other parts of the park once we get the paperwork signed and everything set up. I don't want to jump into things and then go, oops, it fell apart, and we have to either return money to different things and to people like that, because we don't want to do this halfway. We're doing this all the way.
All or nothing.
It's all or nothing. We got to do this because this is the reason. And we're going to get, like I said, we got several investors we're looking at next week, and we're going to talk to them and going to get some basic workings for some money into here. We got three banks we're talking to, and it's going to be taken off. It's going to be flying from between now and May. I'm going to be ripping my hair. As you can tell, the hair is gone already. But that was a different kind of a reason why. But yeah, we're going to try and do it, the beginning part of it,
on our own with the different loans and stuff, and then we're going to be working on different funding that way.
So, Bill, is there a way that you can have this Fantasy Island reopen, but have it be a long-term success? And in doing so, prices would probably have to be raised if people want to come here so that you can actually make money on this thing to have it open year after year. Is that an intent of yours to try to have this be more expensive when it comes here, just so it can stay open?
No, we are actually, we've already worked the numbers, and with the way we're going to be working with the different, with our, if we're going with a lease, our numbers are pretty good with that, and to be able to keep it a relatively cheap place to still come, because we hope that once this gets out and we open, people are going to come back, because the last couple of years, it didn't happen. It just wasn't the place to come. There was reasons why people didn't want to come back, but we're going to bring it back to being the family park that we need to have it be, and, you know, if we need to start, charging a dollar or two for parking the first summer, that's just to help us get the capital going to be able to build stuff up. But it's not going to be a permanent thing. We're going to try and bring it back to where it's, you pay one price, you get in, and you get the whole solid package. We are pretty much, the only thing that's not going to be pretty much here is going to be the big wheel. We have another one we're looking at. So we're going to have a big Ferris wheel we're looking at. That one isn't able to be used right now. A couple other rides are, there's only a few rides left in the park right now. Like I said, with George bringing his 14 to 17 rides is going to fill up most of the park. We also have, we're working on contracts with four or five other new, brand new rides coming into the park, specifically Buffalo oriented and pushed toward a Buffalo look, not just any other person kind of a thing. So infrastructure is going to be pretty much solid. We're going to be doing things with different restaurants, different themings, and we're going to try and keep it Fantasy Island.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.